person is coming to tawaf, then the Hajri Aswad is the starting point. So the example that I gave to them, I said that we have washing machines. Now those washing machines, we press the button. We put all the dirty clothes inside there, we put the detergents, and then we press the button. Now when we press the button, what happens? The drum starts rotating. And as the drum rotates, with each turn of the drum, it extracts dirt from those clothes. Until afterwards, when the final spin is given, the final rinse is given, then the clothes come out clean. The clear clothes come out white, shining bright. And then this person, after that, if there's still some stain left, then you'll use some stain remover and take it out. Or then you will give it for pressing. It will be iron pressed, and now the person is looking handsome, or the woman is looking pretty in those ironed, clean clothes. So just like that, when we are entering the tawaf, there in the washing machine we are putting our dirty clothes, and here in the tawaf we are putting our dirty hearts. The detergents are there. Now we are pressing that button, and that is at Hajar-e Aswad. We say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. What is that? That is the commencement. Now the button has been pressed. Now we are going round and round, round and round. What are we doing in that tawaf? We are making istighfar, we are making tawbah, we are reading third kalima. Or we are reading Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. In other words, whatever dua, zikr, tilawat, whatever the people do in those seven rounds, it is not necessary to read those du'as which have been written in those kitabs. In fact, many people, they hold the kitab and then they're bumping and pushing. It's not necessary. Read whatever you can read. So whilst they are going around, they're making istighfar, while they're making tawbah, so that dirt is being extracted from those hearts. Then there'll be a final rinse in the seventh round. Now the person, when the tawaf is over, the clothes are washed, the hearts are washed. In the machine, the clothes are washed. Now here, the hearts are washed. Then he drinks zamzam, so that if there is any stain left still, that is removed. And after that, at the multazam, the person is pressing those clothes. It's like the pressing of those clothes. Now here, there is a pressing and the ironing of those hearts. In other words, those sins which he was committing all his life, his heart was filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires, and with all the other kinds of haram that has entered our homes and our hearts. Now the person had this kind of a heart which he put into the tawaf. Now at the end of the seven rounds, this is what should be happening to those hearts. That when we come out at the end of the seven rounds, we come out with a heart that has been cleaned, that has been purified. Of course, now the person, when he goes back, then he will make sure that he is truthful, that he made that tawbah sincerely, that he fulfills the rites of that tawbah. When he comes back, he does not indulge in those sins again. And if it involves the rights of others, then he makes sure that those people, their rights are fulfilled. Then see what kind of enjoyment you get in the tawaf. When the person has entered, and now every time he's making the tawaf, round of the tawaf, at that time his concentration is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's making tawaf of the Baytullah, but in reality he's making tawaf of the Rabbul Bayt. The person thinks that he's making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, which is a building of stones, but in reality it is the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's so much of noor and so much of tajalli there. It's unreal if the person just goes with a little bit of purification of his soul and his heart, then he will sense it. But the gaze has to be controlled, irrespective of how many million women could be making tawaf there. But if this person has got khawf of Allah Ta'ala and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and he understands the azmat of the Kaaba Sharif and the azmat of Madina Makkah Sharif and the azmat of Baytullah, then, wallah, I'm telling you that the person can make seven rounds of the tawaf, and yet he will not raise his glance. He will not cast an evil glance at one woman that is in the tawaf. But when can this happen? It happens when the person has made some kind of effort to purify his heart. If not, then he'll be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And he is going round and round as if it is a merry-go-round. The person will be watching here, looking there, laughing and joking. And then come when he's passing the Hajar-e Aswad, people will be pushing and bumping, so he will be enjoying that scene. And then sometimes he's moving right and sometimes left. At the end of that tawaf, the person finds nothing in his heart but empty.